people who keep company with God. Last year, I had an opportunity to hear Stu Gerard, who was the lead guitar player for the band Delirious, speak. In Stu's words, Delirious was born because of a spark of God. People were gathering just to worship in the early 1990s, and the band was birthed from that small beginning. That is how God works so much of the time. A little spark, and years later we look back and see the effects of the small spark. We had a little spark from heaven back in the 1990s that continues to affect us. It was our first ever Youth Sunday. The theme was from Malachi 4:2. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. It was written on a banner in large letters and placed in the front of the church. A little spark was given to us that day. The little spark blossomed into a youth revival that lasted a few years, impacted many, and the fruit continues. From that spark, we gained new families, new leaders, and a youth pastor who eventually became the pastor of River Life Chapel Hill. That is why we do not despise these small beginnings, Zechariah 4:10. Ironically, one of the songs that so impacted us at the time was Obsession by Delirious. One of the lines is, "My heart burns for you." That little spark started a fire in our hearts that burned for years. Just as the sun rises every morning, the Son of Righteousness will arise in fresh ways. A new little spark from heaven is here. Hearts are beginning to burn again. Here are some further thoughts on this beautiful scripture that may help fan that little spark into a great fire. To those who fear his name. The word fear always seems out of place for those who have experienced his perfect love, 1 John 4:18. The Hebrew word used here can mean to be afraid, but it also means to morally revere, to stand in awe. In the New Testament, Jesus clarifies what fearing the Lord really means. When tempted by Satan in the wilderness, Jesus quotes Deuteronomy 6:13, "You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him." But Jesus says, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve," Matthew 4:10. To fear the Lord is to worship him. We bow to who or what we fear. Son of Righteousness. I wondered why Jesus is described as the Son, S-U-N, of Righteousness instead of Son, S-O-N, of Righteousness. I believe it is because there is a Son of Unrighteousness. I believe Satan is the unrighteous Son, S-U-N. In Isaiah 4:12, Satan is called Lucifer, and his name in Hebrew means bright morning star. What is even more interesting is Jesus is also known as the bright and morning star in Revelation 12:16. Both Jesus and Satan are called by the same name, but one is the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N, and the other is the Son of Unrighteousness, S-U-N. The morning star speaks of our natural sun, S-U-N, that gives light and heat to the whole earth. The sun also keeps the earth in its orbit. We couldn't live without it. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world and the light of life," John 8:12. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. I thought of the wings of a bird when I read this, but the Hebrew definition of wing means the corner of a garment. Think about it. How did the woman with the issue of blood receive her healing? She touched the hem of Jesus' garment and instantly was made well. Mark 5:25-34. and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Stall-fed calves were a valuable property in Israel. That is what we are to God. He has placed the highest value on us by totally giving himself to us. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.